The hum of a neon light may evoke memories of diners and cheap hotels, but it's also an example of a complex chemical process. I'm Casey Morabito. Welcome to Voices of Innovation. David Speck is an ophthalmologist and an electrical engineering hobbyist. Every year, he attends the Teslathon, a festival held in honor of inventor Nikola Tesla. Dr. Speck always brings examples from his own collection of gas-powered lights to share with fellow enthusiasts.
I have one tube that's filled with neon, which gives the standard red of a neon sign. I have another tube filled with argon, which makes a light lavender glow.
Although French chemist Georges Claude is credited with the discovery of neon lights, Tesla is said to have experimented with them years before. Tesla knew that when you electrify noble gases, gases with extremely stable electron configurations, they would glow in brilliant colors. But the light tubes Dr. Speck experiments with don't just vary by color. He's also playing with the form chemical light can take inside a tube. A great example of these are the popular lightning-like crackle tubes you can buy in science stores.
These get used in the backgrounds of a variety of science fiction movies. It's basically like a neon sign, but the gas pressure is adjusted so that the discharge through the tube is not continuous but intermittent, kind of like a flickering light bulb that's about ready to burn out. Taking advantage of the fact that power line current turns on and off 120 times every second, the discharge, the spark through the tube, finds a different path every time the power turns on, so the tube seems to flicker and move in lightning-like ways.
We'll hear more about the inventions of Nikola Tesla on upcoming programs. Voices of Innovation is presented by the American Association of Engineering Societies.